Hello and welcome to the Van Foodster Podcast. I am your host, Richard Wallach, covering the food scene in and around the Vancouver area, across Canada and beyond. This is episode 48 of the Van Foodster Podcast. In this week's episode, I feature recently opened La Loteria restaurant in downtown Vancouver. I will talk about the Vancouver Donut Challenge winners. I will do a feature on Reflections Garden Terrace at the Rosewood Hotel. I will talk about some eateries that I visited in Victoria last week. I will then talk about some plant-based burgers and sausages from the plant-based line of the Very Good Butchers, which is actually, they're based in Victoria as well. And I cook these up at home. I will do a feature on Donut Love in Coquitlam, as well as Potluck Hawker Eatery in Cambie Village in Vancouver. And lastly, I'll talk about some upcoming food and drink challenges we are presenting this month. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at VanFoodster, as well as to visit VancouverFoodster.com for everything food in Vancouver and beyond. It is our 12th anniversary coming up this month of my blog, Vancouver Foodster, celebrating 12 years. Hard to believe 12 years already this month. So I'll talk about more about this in upcoming episodes. La Loteria is a new Mexican street food restaurant located on Granville Street, 1011 Granville Street, just around the Nelson area in downtown Vancouver. It opened up a month ago or so now, and specializing in Mexican street food. So over a couple of visits, I've tried a bunch of different items, and I will tell you what my thoughts are. First of all, the La Siberiana, so the names are kind of interesting, but La Siberiana is a shredded chicken tostada. It was very good. One of my favorites. I will definitely have this one again. Crispy corn tortilla topped with guacamole, shredded chicken, and sour cream. Very simple ingredients. It tasted so good. Also had the Tasty Tinga, the tamale, also really good. It's a corn dough filled with chicken wrapped in steamed in a corn husk and served with salsa. I tried the La Porky Torta, not my favorite, but I think the torta was great. I just wasn't really into the pork particularly, but I think you should get the torta. If you love pork, you should get this one. If you don't love pork, maybe the chicken or one of the other fillings will be the way to go for the torta here, but they're definitely filling. They did a great job with that. The tacos were really good. Different tacos than I've had in other restaurants around the city. These are much larger. And I had a refried beans. I also had a chicken tinga and I had a chicken breast. And the chicken breast is similar to the other one I had at the with the tostada, the shredded chicken. That's also very good. I tried the chicharron tostada and more tamales. The queso con Roja, that's really good. And so is that chicken tinga. I had another one of those. Really good. So tamale is really good. They're all about $2 each. So, you know, you can't go wrong. And maybe you get three of them or something like that. And you can try a few different ones. And it's a great price. And the rose con leche, so rice pudding. So rice pudding is very small serving. It's only a couple of bucks for that as well. So that's pretty much all you're going to need after a meal like this anyway. So, but one thing that's great is like they're fast. It's not fast food exactly, but it is street food. It's done for you quickly, and it's very inexpensive. So if you're looking for something that's not expensive downtown, you want something for lunch, you want a snack in the daytime, head on over to La Loteria. I think these guys do a great job. And get yourself some Mexican eats. Vancouver Donut Challenge winners. Donut Challenge finished a couple weeks ago. First place is Fox and Oak Donuts in Squamish. So we actually had Squamish as part of this challenge this time around, because I do include Squamish in a few of our different Vancouver challenges. And these guys did a great job. It was a rhubarb pie, strawberry rhubarb pie donut. It was exceptional. I don't know if it's still on the menu there or not, but definitely want to check out Fox and Oak in Squamish. Second place tie was Cream Pony in North Vancouver. They're actually not open yet, so this was kind of a story here. They are actually a new bakery. They do not have their final opening permits yet. They're waiting on them. So they did some pop-ups with the donuts, and they sold a lot in one day when they did a pop-up, and the judges got to experience those as well. And Donut Love, they actually now are open. They're in Coquitlam, and they're selling out like crazy. So what I understand is they open at 6 a.m. and donuts are gone by 7 a.m. So this is a continuing situation. I mean, they can only make so many at one time. So they're already at full production capacity. So when this happens is then it takes a few hours to like restock more, et cetera. It kind of goes on. So the way to do with Donut Love is pre-order a day in advance and you'll get your donuts, and that's, you can pick them up. So that's a great way to do it. And then third place is Sin City on Broadway. They also did a great job with doing their mini donuts. They did kind of like a take on cinnamon buns. So it was very, very yummy. And that's it for the donut challenge this year. I just recently at Reflections, their Garden Terrace has reopened for the summer. So they're actually closed because of the COVID pandemic. They were actually closed for many months. The hotel was closed for many months, as well as the patio. So they have just reopened up about a month ago or so now. And it's as beautiful as ever. Great food, great drinks. This is the place you want to go. Great ambiance. So for sure, you know, and it's a beautiful patio, beautiful weather. So it hasn't rained yet. I don't know. It's been like dry for days, it seems. But this is the place to go. So I had the beets and burrata salad. It was very, very good. It was very colorful. The Arctic char was delicious. And then I had a homemade ice cream sandwich with cheesecake ice cream sandwiched between a couple of their cookies. It was really good for dessert. So definitely check them out, Reflections at Rosewood Hotel. I was just over in Victoria last week. So just a bunch of places that I had visited. I visited actually a lot more than this, but these were like sort of my favorites of the places I visited. So first of all, you know, I hit Victoria on the hottest week of the century, maybe. I don't know. It's definitely was the hottest week they've ever had. Hottest of the summer so far. And it was a hot one. So Working Culture Brett, I had wanted to go to this place since before they opened. I actually heard about them before they were actually open. I've been following on Instagram for a long time and everything's always looked great. I couldn't wait to visit. And my luck of the draw was I picked the wrong day. So had I gone a day earlier, I would have been in cinnamon bun heaven. However, I didn't. I went on the Sunday, which normally would be a great day to go, but because the heat just ruined everything, it ruined everything. So their refrigerator overheated, and some other equipment overheated. They had no dough. It was a disaster, but it wasn't a disaster because people know what they're doing. But the thing is, when you are baking in 40 plus degree weather, this is bound to happen because nobody around here is used to this. Nobody would ever expect this. No one can bake to these heat standards. So I just tried a cortado, a chocolate chip cookie, which was phenomenal, and a cheesy pretzel. So I cannot wait to return to Working Culture Bread when it's not so hot to try everything else they make, because from what I've heard from my friends in Victoria, it's like the top bakery in the city now. Everybody loves it. They just do a great job. And what I also learned was one of the owners, Adam, he used to work for Bad Dog Bread in North Vancouver. So, of course, this is why it's so good, because Bad Dog is exceptional here in the Lower Mainland. So definitely check out Working Culture Bread. They're on Douglas Street in just a little north of downtown Victoria. The other spot I went to is called The Bikery. It's actually a new kosher bakery. It's located in the Victoria Public Market. They had been actually around for a few years. They had been doing had been baking kosher challahs and bakery and bagels, and they had been delivering by bike to customers in the Victoria area. They have just opened a storefront 2 weeks ago in this public market there, so you can go and check them out. It's a kosher bakery, so in the Jewish religion, that's you know, the ultra-Orthodox, I guess, but many people would observe kosher, and so they can do this when they're going to this bakery. They can get kosher products. Now, the only thing is, what's interesting to me is they're the only certified kosher bakery on Vancouver Island. So that was interesting. I didn't think of that before, but that's something interesting if you're looking for that. So I tried a bunch of items there as well. My favorites, though, was the sesame bagels. I think they did a great job with that. And the pita. The pita bread was very, it was fluffy. It was really good. I also tried the chocolate rugelach. Not my favorite. I've had rugelach all over the world as I've traveled for many years. I think some of the best I ever had was in Israel and also in Montreal. I had some great, great ones there. So, you know, there's like, you have to, you know, everyone's got their own taste. So that's that. So check them out. Victoria Public Market. They're closed Monday, Tuesday, and they're open the rest of the week. You have to just check that out. So it's called The Bikery. You find them on Instagram at The Bikery Victoria. And while at the public market, I went to one of my favorite cafes, which is 2% Jazz Coffee. This time around, though, I only had time for a cortado, and I only had time to visit them once. But I love their coffee. I love what these guys do. And I look forward to more return visits there. And then on a different day, I tried Chatterbox Coffee. They're also in the public market. I've never been to them before. I never heard of them before until that visit. I understand that they are relocating in the public market, so they're in the process of building a larger space for themselves. I just had an iced Americano there, but that was very, very good. So, and another spot, now I've been wanting to go, every time I go to Victoria, I want to go to this place, and I can never get there, because it's kind of hard to do. If you go on a media visit, it's kind of difficult doing on a media visit. So this time I was not on a media visit, I was on my own visit. And Redfish, Bluefish, it's been around, I think, about 5 years now. I mean, everyone will talk about it. It's really, to me, it's a take of Go Fish in Vancouver. I'm pretty sure they copied the idea, but they've done a great job with it. I almost think they've done a better job with it than Go Fish has done. So I tried a bunch of different things. My favorite, well, everything actually was really good. It's just that, you know, on one day you feel like something, on a different day you feel like something else. But the grilled salmon and chips was delicious. Really good. And a great serving too. So you get a big fillet of grilled salmon on chips and some pickles and pickled onions and coleslaw. It was just a great meal. It was like $16, something like that. So great price, great meal. On a different day, I had the wild salmon tacon. I also had a tempura cod tacon. Those were great. And deep fried pickles. Because you know what? You don't see deep fried pickles everywhere you go. You see them in a few places on menus and stuff, but I thought, why not? So I did that. Anyways, they're located in the Inner Harbor, downtown Victoria. Usually there's a lineup. We were kind of lucky this week because it was so hot. I don't think that a lot of people wanted to stand in line. So they had a lot of phone-in orders, takeout orders, that kind of thing. So there was really no one in line on the timing that we went. So maybe just don't go at 6, go at 5:45, something like that. That's the way to do it. And then also to go with the theme of red, not just kidding, but there's actually a grocery store was near our hotel, and I had never heard of it before, called the Red Barn Markets. It turns out it's a chain in Victoria. I actually don't know who owns it. They have about 8 markets in the greater Victoria area. And I almost say like the items that the market was selling to me was like kind of like a cross between Meinhardt's in Vancouver and maybe like Fresh Meat Market, something like that. I don't know. It's like they had great selection, a lot of local Victoria products. But what the thing that I found here was we were sort of stuck for lunch and we had family with kids along and we were like, what are we going to do for lunch? And then because it was so hot outside and you don't want to go everywhere, this store was perfectly air conditioned. It was wonderful. And then I discovered they have a custom sandwiches counter and you can order online. So you can, they have a price of meat sandwiches, a price of veggie sandwiches, and online you can just customize your sandwich. You place your order and then they send you a message that says you're ready. Order's ready in 20 minutes. Head on down, pick it up. It's done. I mean, so easy. So we went there like 4 times that week. So, you know, if I return somewhere like the second time, I can tell you right now that's like huge for me. Like I don't go to all these places. I go to a lot of restaurants. Sometimes I go once and never go back. So if I go the second time, I think it's amazing and then so on. So 4 times in 1 week, it's crazy. But Red Barn Markets, check them out. If you're in the Victoria area, you live there or you're heading over there and you need, you want a, like a good sandwich for lunch that's not super expensive. I think they were like $7, $8, something like that. And a filling and just great ingredients. And it was, you know, an air-conditioned store, which was huge. Anyway, speaking of Victoria, but although this actually has nothing to do with Victoria, but a very good butcher's is based in Victoria. I actually didn't know that until a few days ago because I've been actually working with them. I'm doing some tasting at home of some of their plant-based products, and they shipped them to me. So I didn't know, like, where they were shipped from, that kind of thing. But they actually based in Victoria, and they actually have their own shop in the Victoria Public Market. So if you live over there, you're heading over there, that kind of thing, you can go in and try these burgers. I actually thought this was really good. The smoking burgers, I've only made 2 recipes so far with different products. I have a bunch more to go over the next couple of weeks, but the smoking burgers were really good. I was surprised because sometimes I had some plant-based stuff that not so great. I did one, I won't mention it, but I did one for a group about a month or 2 months ago. You'll see, I've been cooking with it, but I didn't like it. Anyway, but I like this. So these burgers are like pre-cooked, and then you just put them on a pan or put them on a grill 6 to 8 minutes, and it's done, like cooked up. So I made burgers It was great. And then also did the sausages last night, and we made a toad in the hole recipe. I've never done this before. I've had toad in the hole once before, but not like this. Like, this is the real British version of this recipe. I mean, it's the origin of toad in the holes in Britain. You can look that up on Google. But normally this toad in the hole dish is made with pork sausages, but this time around we use the plant-based very good butcher's sausages, and it was great. It was just like, first of all, it was healthier to me anyway. I thought it was great, and you know, a little bit work with the toad, the whole recipe, baking and all that, but it was great. So very good butchers, and they are opening a big new store in Vancouver. So under construction right now in the Olympic Village area is a very good butchers, and they will be opening sometime this fall. So everybody in the Vancouver area, watch this, because they're a smaller operation in Victoria, but this is going to be a huge butchery, plant-based butchery shop opening in Olympic Village. So watch for this come later in the fall. Donut Love, as I just mentioned, they had won second place in my recent Vancouver Donut Challenge, and I just had a chance to check them out because I hadn't got out to their new spot yet. They just opened 2 weeks ago. They're in Coquitlam on Como Look Avenue, right next door to Doppio Zero Pizza. So great synergy there. Pizza, donuts, you get it. Anyway, you can like live on this stuff. But I tried all their donuts yesterday. So, I mean, that's a lot of donuts, first of all, but I didn't eat all the donuts. Everyone's saying, oh, did you eat all those donuts? I did not eat all these donuts. I don't eat that much. I can't eat that much. So I just tasted it. So I just had a piece of all of them, and I can tell you my favorites right now. S'mores, amazing. So this is a kind of a brioche yeasty donut. It's filled with a marshmallow fluff, and then you've got chocolate on top and graham crackers. I mean, this was really good. I also tried the raspberry filled donut. Was not my favorite, but you know, if you like that kind of thing, you might like it. The salted caramel donut was incredible. So this is kind of like seemed like a buttermilk based kind of donut, but salted caramel, and you taste that salt, you taste the caramel. I mean, wow, that was really good. Cherry pie donut is their special for July, so doing different monthly specials. You gotta go get this. This was amazing. So you've got this beautiful kind of glazed donut filled with this cherry filling, and then they've got this heart on top made out of a pie. So you've got this pie thing going on. I don't know, the whole thing was phenomenal. See, I'm sure this is going to sell, it's going to fly, but cherry pie donut, it's only available in July, and then they're into something else, so go get that. Buttermilk donut, basic, it was okay. Buttermilk donut, fine. Apple fritter, amazing. So same thing here. Now, this is it's going to be a staple. I'm sure this is going to be available every day for as long as they are around, but this apple fritter was very good. It's, first of all, it's massive, so you could share it with your family. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I think you share it with a friend, but, apple fritter, really, really good. So definitely good. And then what I did was I had a little piece yesterday. And then today, right before I recorded this show, I had another piece. And actually, just put in the microwave, face it 15 seconds, and it was great. So the second day, apple fritter, good job. Great job. Coconut donut, also really good. Coconut cake donuts. It's like one of the cake donuts. Has coconut, shredded coconut on top. It's really good. So go get those. And then if you are gluten-free, if you cannot eat gluten, and you are on that, if you can only eat, if you eat gluten-free products, then try their gluten-free chocolate donut. Personally, I don't have that problem, thankfully, so I can eat gluten. That was not my favorite. But if you, you know, if you do, if you can only do this way, then this is the way to go and try their gluten-free donut. It was chocolate, and it had some sort of glaze on top. So check them out. So as they explained to me, they are selling out fast. It's available Tuesday to Sunday. They open at 6 a.m. Stuff sold by 7 a.m. So like, I think, you know, basically what I just said, my favorites were. So if like, if you only want apple fritters, order six for your family. If you want a selection of these donuts, I just say pick the ones I loved and order six of those. Order it a day or two in advance and go pick it up. And don't stand in the lineup. Don't have to like wait, oh, they're sold out, and stick around for 3 hours, forget about it. That's a waste of time, and it's hot out. You don't need to do that. Just, I'd say, pre-order the donuts, go in, pick it up, enjoy with your family or friends or yourself. Tasting Place West End is coming up. I am bringing back this series of events. I mean, with COVID, it's been really hard to do this, and I love doing these events in the neighborhoods over the years, and with COVID, like there was no way we could do food tasting tours during COVID. It was just not possible, not happening. And pretty much all my competitors, no one did it anywhere around the world. So, but exciting to bring it back. Starting off in the West End. So Wednesday, September 8th, 6 to 10 p.m. We are doing things a little bit different, though. So over the pandemic, learned a few things and not going to do something like this. So previously, if you've attended my events, you knew that we had these long lineups that sometimes took a little too long to register people. That is gone. No more lineups, no more registration like that. So if you're coming along to our events, we will have your information in advance and you will be pre-assigned the first location. And you'll register at the first location, and you'll enjoy the evening and not have to worry about lining up anywhere. I also don't like crowds anymore. I think I liked crowds before, but I don't like crowds anymore either, and I don't think anybody else does either. So the way to do it is enjoy the event, tasting, try all the different places, learn about the different places, and you'll find some great places that you want to head back on into if you want to go in, you want to take takeout, you want to get delivery, that kind of thing. But so we have a selection of spots in the West End now. We'll have some more later on, but we've got Cafe Portrait on Denman Street. I love these guys. They do such a wonderful job with their food and their drink, and it's so beautiful. You know, the father in the family is the artist, and he paints beautifully. And his art adorns all the walls, the tables, everything in Cafe Portrait. So they're located on Denman Street, and they've got a great patio out front now. And make Turkish coffees. They make all sorts of other coffees, drinks, and serve brunch all day long. So it's a great spot. And so we've got them involved. We've got Davey Dosa Company is back in with us again. So we're just so excited they were able to survive COVID. I'm very happy because, you know, a lot of restaurants, which we'll talk about that down the road, did not survive, unfortunately. So it's great to have Davey Dosa Company and South Indian Fare. And then J&G Fried Chicken on Robson Street. And they were recently in my Chicken Wing Challenge, which is actually ending today. And I have the results, and I'm not going to talk about them yet. We will reveal that tomorrow. And so the J&G Fried Chicken, so Taiwanese Fried Chicken, they do a great job always, and very happy to have them back in the event as well. We will have a few other restaurants in the area. Right now, $39 ultra early bird tickets. So doing things a little bit different, but ultra early bird tickets are on sale right now until July 14th for $39 each. It goes to $49 after that. So the way to do it is go to, you can just Google if you want tasting plates, West End, you find Eventbrite ticket link, or just go to Vancouver Food Service. There's an article up there now, and you can click on that and take you to the purchasing of the tickets, or tastingplatesyvr.com. You can go to that website as well and find our event. So join us, please. Please join us Wednesday night, September 8th, 6 to 10 p.m. in the West End of Vancouver. Potluck Hawker Eatery, I had been there before. I had been there a couple times during the pandemic, but because it was during the pandemic, I wasn't eating inside, so I took it to go. And really, taking anything to go is just never the best thing in the world. So it was good, but it's much better if you can actually eat inside or eat on their patio. And that's what I've done recently. So I've actually, they're not far from me, so I can see how if I ever had a free night, I actually had a few free nights the past 2 weeks. So, but if I ever had a free night, this is going to be my go-to spot. I can tell you right now, I'll be there a lot. If I had free nights. Unfortunately, right now I have a very, very packed schedule and I don't have any free nights coming up in the next little while, but I was very happy to be in there. Chef Justin Chang is one of the owners, and I think these two guys do a great job. It's on Cambie Street. It's about Cambie and 19th around there, right next to the Park Theater, and it's Malaysian, Singaporean. It's very good. It's fully air conditioned inside, so that was a plus. They do a great job of COVID friendly, all the tables set up, and everything's very, very well done there. And it's not expensive, so that's also key, especially these days. So I tried a few different things. The Nasi Lemak Halibut Rice Bowl was delicious. It's actually not a bowl. It comes in a tray format, kind of like what the, I guess those TV dinner trays used to be like, so it's kind of fun. That's if you get it to eat in or on the patio. If you get to go, then it's just totally different story. It's in a box or this bowl. It's not great. I would just do it this way. And what I really liked here was the sambal shallot jam, really good. And that's part of this dish. And you get these peanuts, you get all sorts of things that go with it. It was very, very good. The fish sauce caramel chicken wings. I had heard about these before and I never tried it, Wow, these are incredible. I see why everyone's talking about it, because they were very addicting, and that's something I will have again. That was very good. The laksa was also very good. I think I've had laksa in other restaurants around the city, but this is hands down one of the best ones I've had yet. So this was very good. So their creamy kind of shellfish coconut broth thing was delicious. I ate everything in it, you know, and everybody I've talked before, I'm not an egg fan, I just don't like it, but you know what, I ate the eggs here, hard-boiled eggs, I ate them, I ate everything in this bowl, the fish cakes, the works, it was very, very good, so keep on making that laksa, because I loved it. Also, this thing is called torn bread. I didn't know what this was. I've had torn bread in the past, like Anna Lena makes a great torn bread, it goes with their dishes, but I didn't understand how this works. Now I do, so Fife Bakery, which is also one of the top bakeries in Vancouver, they are making a milk bread, especially for potluck hawker eatery. And they do this bread, I guess they must get the milk bread to hawker, and then hawker kind of rips it up, and then they deep fry it, and then they put it in this kind of mixture, and I don't know exactly what their spices are, but it's really good. It's got this kind of sweetness, like maybe it's a brown sugar, cinnamon, and then some sort of spices in it. I don't know. It was like phenomenal. And like here I'm eating deep fried bread, but it was very good. So you can have it on its own or you mix, you dip it into the laksa, which is what I did. And it was really, really good. So, I mean, there, you know, I'd say share that dish. Don't eat that by yourself. Or if you eat it by yourself, only eat half, take the other half to go because you too much fried bread, not so good. But it was really good. And then I had a Milo slushie. I've been wanting to try this for a while, and it's been so hot. So this was a great one to have. So they have all sorts of different slushies all the time. The Milo one, I think they have fairly often. I'm not sure, but it was very good. They had some other one, a guava or something on that night. You can check that out. And I just think these guys do a great job. They're doing takeout orders. What I did discover is the one night that I did go in, they were quite busy. So I usually try to avoid the peak dinner times, but I didn't that day. And they were quite busy, and it was harder getting a table. So they take reservations. You can definitely call them up, make a reservation. But check them out. Potluck Hawker Eatery, awesome job in Vancouver. And then a couple upcoming challenges I've got going on this month. They both start the same day. Vancouver Slider Challenge, doing this one for the first time. It's on July 9th to August 1st. So watch for that. We'll have details on the next episode. On the Vancouver Slider Challenge, and then also the Ice Summer Drink Challenge, both starting the same day, July 9th to August 1st, at cafes around the city, and you can try some ice summer drinks, and it's so hot, so this is perfect, refreshing time. So watch for this. We'll have all these details coming up on the next episode. Thank you for listening to this week's show. Tune into the next episode next week to hear more interviews with chef and cookbook authors, as well as other features. Please tell your friends about this podcast and have them subscribe to the Van Foodster Podcast and Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, and Amazon Music to hear my weekly show covering the food scene in and outside of Vancouver.